It's been a tough cricket tour of India for Australia, with players including captain Steve Smith and fast bowler Pat Cummins unable to stay for the duration due to injury and burnout concerns ahead of the upcoming Ashes series against England. But despite losing the Test and one-day series, stand-in captain David Warner is confident the team can win Saturday morning's third and deciding T20 match in Hyderabad. Warner says Australia must stick to its attacking brand of cricket if it's to win the series.
We just got to keep playing the game that we know, and that's, you know, the brand of cricket that we bring to the table. You can't worry about is a collapse going to happen and that, because no one is. No one's worried about that at all. So we've just got to go out there and keep backing ourselves 100%, and we know when we go well, we do very, very well.
The English Premier League returns to action this weekend with a blockbuster match between Liverpool and Manchester United at Anfield. Coverage of that game can be seen on SBS from 10 p.m. on Saturday night. But one of the biggest talking points during the international break was the prospect of Barcelona being allowed to join the Premier League. The Catalan club is being caught up in the ongoing push for Catalonian independence from Spain. Should the region ultimately leave Spain, the early signs suggest the club will be forced to leave La Liga. But even if that happens, according to Arsenal coach Arsene Wenger, Barcelona shouldn't be allowed to play in England because of the political complexity of the situation.
If it doesn't go well politically between Catalonia and Spain, it would mean to make a stance of support for Catalonia from England that would certainly not be welcome internationally politically. So I don't believe that is a scenario that you can envisage in a realistic way. And I hope as well that we do not go as far and that Barcelona will continue to play in Spain.
In A-League action this weekend, round two kicks off tonight when the Brisbane Roar faces Adelaide. There are three more matches on Saturday before reigning champion Sydney FC takes on the Wellington Phoenix on Sunday evening. In basketball, the Adelaide 36ers go into their home NBL match with Melbourne United, booted by the signing of American import Alan Wiggins Jr. The 33-year-old forward stands 206 centimetres tall and has played in 10 countries across three continents, including Japan, Belgium, France, Korea, Lebanon and Ukraine. SBS will screen live action from Adelaide starting at 5:30 p.m. on Saturday. And on Sunday at 3, SBS HD has the live coverage of the Sydney Kings versus the Illawarra Hawks. One logistical problem for Sydney is that the Kings also play an away match in New Zealand tonight. But despite the added burden of travelling to and from New Zealand before Sunday's match with the Hawks, coach Andrew Gay says his team has no excuses.
We've got a lot of help. We've got a lot of support staff. A lot of sports science goes in to how you're going to deal with that type of travel, and it's something that all the teams have to deal with. So to me, it's not a huge burden that we carry. It's definitely a factor, but there are way more important priorities and way more significant factors that we have to deal with.
And in netball this weekend, Australia plays New Zealand in the final Constellation Cup match in Sydney on Saturday afternoon. Having won the first three matches of the series, there's only pride on the line for the Silver Ferns, while Australia will look to complete a series clean sweep.